I would like to call the November 16th meeting of the Pacifica National Board to order, and I would ask that our secretary, Donna Niemann, call the roll, please.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune?
Present.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn? AC Bird? AC? Kathy Davis?
Here.
Zakai Free?
Present.
Sherry Gentleman?
Present.
Ambrose Lane? Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin?
Here.
Effia Mangaza? Effia? Margaret Prescott? Sarah Vandawa? George Reiter?
Here.
Rob Robinson?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Wendy Schroll?
Here. Carolyn Burden here. Sorry.
Thank you. Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Lori Taguma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Here.
Joe Gonzalez? Joe?
Sorry, here. I was in the... I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Yoshimanaka? Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Dan Siegel?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. AC Bird? Effie Ann Rondeza? Margaret Prescott? Sarah Vandawa? Lori Taguma? And Yoshimanaka?
Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. And thank you also from everybody on the board for getting those minutes turned around to us as quickly as you did. We really appreciate that. Who just came on?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So we have the agenda in front of us, and I, on my own motion, I'm asking, well, Mike, how long are you with us? Mike?
Yeah, Mike Martin?
Yeah, Mike, yeah, that's the only Mike on the board right now. Mike?
Oh, well, okay. I'm trying to dodge a bullet, but,
yeah.
Okay, what?
Mike, my question was, how long are you on this call for?
I'd like to not be on for very long. I've got a rig inspection at 2 o'clock in the morning. So.
Okay, so can you give me a time, an hour, or what?
No more than an hour.
Okay. And I know that Dan Siegel also has to leave early, and there are some questions that he has to answer, so it may be executive session, so I don't have to do with that.
Yeah, Sherry, I've got till 6:45 Pacific time.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dan. And Bonnie Simmons, will you be the timekeeper, please?
Sure. You just need to give me times on items.
Okay. So I need approval of the agenda, though. I wanted to move item number 4 up before the IED motion and the ED job description because Mike has to leave, and I wanted him to present the issues around the loan for us. So I'm on my own motion going to make item number 4, number 1.
Second.
Okay. And
this is Grace. Can I be recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to also make it 4, 9, and 10 because they're related. to be put at the top of the agenda as well.
Second.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Pam. Have you recognized?
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to, item number two, which is my motion.
Yeah.
I would like to postpone.
I can't hear you.
There's a lot of background noise. I would like to postpone the IED motion that I made until I think in December, after meeting with the recovery plan group. You know, you, I, Rob, and Grace, and Joe are on there.
Okay.
And they will be addressing the IED, so I would like to postpone that.
Okay.
Until that time.
All right.
Can I get a second, please, somebody?
Second.
Okay. And what, let me just go back to Grace for 1 second. Grace, you said 4-9. Grace?
Yeah, it should be 4, 9, and 10, because they're all financial.
Okay. All right, I just asked for the number. Okay. All right. So, any other?
This is Ethea, and I'd like to suggest to move that number three, the ED job description, be postponed also, because that would be certainly be something that we would want the turnaround group to affirm to review and give us feedback on as well.
You know, they haven't been approved. This board hasn't even considered it. We should move forward, I think, with something that they can look at and make their own recommendations on. That's my feeling about that.
Could, well, I think in the same way that we're asking them to look at the IED and assist us in that, the same would be true for the ED job description, especially in light of the fact that the board has repeatedly attempted to address that issue, and in each instance, it appears, while with varying degrees of success, unsuccessfully in the main. So I would move that also be postponed.
Jack for the stack.
I would second that, Carolyn.
Jack?
I would propose that we just leave it on the agenda and then deal with it, discuss it, you know, what we want to do with it as it comes, rather than bog the agenda approval down with it.
Somebody needs to mute.
Driving, please mute themselves.
To mute yourself, folks, it's #1. To unmute, it's #1.
Pound one.
Yeah, you just regular hit it. So. Okay. I'm going to leave it on, and then we can talk about it when we get there. Four.
I did second the motion.
Order. Point of order.
Yeah,
George, point of order.
Go ahead, George.
There's been a motion to move it on the made and seconded. I mean, you don't
right.
have the power to, without taking a vote to just move it.
All right. So without further discussion, why don't we just go to a vote on it? The other items have been moved. So there is a motion on the floor now to postpone the discussion of the ED job description. And Madam Secretary, would you take the roll on that?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird? Kathy Davis?
What is it? Precisely, I'm sorry I had to get off and come back on, but what was this? This is a vote to do what?
AC, we're trying to approve the agenda, and item number two, the IED motion, has been postponed. Items 4, 9, and 10 have been moved to the top of the agenda. And then there was a motion to remove the ED job description from the agenda, in the hopes that if this firm is retained, that they would deal with it. So that's what we're voting on. To remove discussion of the ED job description from this agenda.
AC Bird? Should I come back to you?
Yes, correct.
Whoa. Kathy Davis? Kathy?
No.
Zakai Free?
No.
Sherry Gendelman?
I can't vote.
I'm sorry. Ambrose Lane? Mike Margin?
No.
S.E.M. Azaza?
Yes.
George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Emerson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
No.
No?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
I abstain. I don't know. I don't care.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Tuzuma? Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Mazzara?
Yes.
Joe Shamanaka?
Yes.
Yes. Lonnie Hicks?
He can't. He doesn't.
I'm sorry. Neither Lonnie nor Dan votes in this?
No.
Okay. Sorry about that.
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I vote no.
Okay, guys, who's ever got some kind of static going on, just try to mute your phones, #1, because it's hard for us, it's almost impossible to hear anybody speak with whatever the static is that's coming through. Okay, that motion failed. Any other amendments to the public session agenda?
I'm sorry, may we have the count on the motion, please?
Yeah, that was 7 in favor and 9 against.
Okay. So any other motions for the public session agenda? Okay. So then I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved. Nia.
Okay. And a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any opposition to the approval of the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay. May I add, did all of you have the opportunity? Sorry, I want to add something. Anyway, I'm going to ask you all to review your minutes, and then we can approve them at the next board meeting, okay? Because there was a very quick turnaround, so I think we have what we need to look at it. It's just not on here, and it's already approved. I would like to...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, you have it as number one, approval of agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see the minutes. Okay, then did everybody have the chance to read the minutes? Thanks. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, sorry, I did.
Okay, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
And is there a second to that?
You can turn back on the regular season.
Second.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that the minutes from the last PNB meeting of November 9th be approved. Remember that they can always be corrected. And I did receive the minutes from Donna. The minutes were so extensive that they contained the pro and con arguments and who made them. So as I told you in my email, I have saved those notes, but really what we're required to do for actual minutes for a board is to say what actions were addressed, what motions were passed, and what the vote was on the motion. So we pared it down for your consideration. And again, it's open for correction if anybody sees a mistake. Okay, maybe we could move on to number four, 9 and 10, and I would ask Mike to give us an update on the loan.
I believe that the loan application was submitted on Friday by Lonnie. The loan application was circulated to the board and the NFC last week, so hopefully you've had an opportunity to review the loan application. Lonnie had worked on the first draft, and he and I worked on the second draft together and made some changes and corrections. With regard to that loan application, let me kind of lay out the loan application and what's thrown in there, and then kind of tell you about the discussion at NFC. The loan application submits a loan for $1 million to the bank, and as you know, the PNB has already approved that action, and the bank needed to complete its paperwork and send it to loan committee before the beginning of September, because they're about to close out their books for the end of December. I meant December. We were kind of under some pressure to get that done. So Lonnie and I worked on it, and it was heavily vetted by the NFC. The loan essentially, in breaking down the loan essentially pays back the certificate of deposit debt, which represents the line of credit, and that is an amount of $300,000. It dedicates approximately $100,000 for severance. However, there's a footnote in the loan application that says that that's really not decided yet, and we're telling the bank that we may use it for severance, but the PNB hasn't decided that, and if not, then the money is thrown into another column, which is the column for capital improvement, essentially, or the column for increasing revenue. So that's $400,000. There's approximately $200,000 that is being used to retire or pay Democracy Now. Now, the problem that we were having with Democracy Now was they pretty much told us about a month ago, maybe a little less than that, you know, that we needed to get current with them or they were taking a walk and Amy wasn't going to pitch for us anymore. So what we did was we basically scrounged up some money from the various signal areas to get that paid, but that came off of lines relating to other things that we have to keep current, like payroll and other things. So it wasn't like we had an extra $200 rolling around. We just raised $200 against future assessments, and that's got to be replaced and refunded. So that's what $200 will be used for. And then the rest of the money is in the loan application is got to be used for the creation of new revenue streams. Those are conditions that the bank puts on us, that their expectation is that if we're going to borrow $1 million, then we've got to be able to throw some of this money back into the system in order to turn it into revenue. And the original concept was that in a loan application that was circulated, a month or month and a half ago by Lonnie, the original concept was, you know, maybe we'd have a gala and it could produce $500,000 and we'd do this and that. And we kind of reworked those ideas and dismissed the idea of a gala as just an untested revenue stream and replaced it with a couple of components. We're going to fund, and I'm doing this from memory, so Lonnie may correct me, but if 50 to 100 of the money will go into a direct mail campaign. We've attached, and you had the opportunity to review our direct mail campaign histories, which for the most part, with a couple of exceptions here and there that were pointed out at NFC, pretty accurately in reflecting that we're capable of producing real cash income from a direct mail campaign out of the national office. And then the rest of the funding is going to go into the creation of future programming in order to increase listenership. That's the category. And that makes up the $1 million loan application. That's what we submitted to the bank. It was vetted by the NFC, and it was a long meeting. Not that we're, you know, incapable of short meetings, but I think we are. In the context, we went through every column and debated all kinds of policy issues, and I tried to emphasize to the NFC that this was a loan document being sent to a bank. This was not anything more or less than that. It is a representation to the bank of exactly how we're going to utilize these funds, which they need to know and discuss in loan committee. And it's not a contract where we're fixed and hard. If we dedicate X amount of dollars for a direct mail, but we find out that there's something that really works a little better than that, nothing keeps us from changing the programs as long as it's revenue producing. The same is for the kind of money we're putting into programming, and nothing keeps us from saying, okay, well, we'd rather, as opposed to create new programming, you know, acquire a program, or as opposed to doing that, we've got this other project and we think it will be more successful at generating revenue. So it's not like the loan application is a fixed document that we're married to for the rest of our lives, but it is something to tell the bank what we're working on. And we struggled with that concept, I think, at the NSC. So anyway, we vetted that loan application. It's gone to the bank. The NSC basically turned around from its previous position and passed a motion that said we shouldn't be borrowing $1 million. We shouldn't be using it to generate revenue, that we should only be using it to pay back stuff. And it was discussed at length after the motion passed that it was an advisory opinion to the PNB, considering the fact that the PNB's already approved the loan. And with that in mind, we kind of moved forward with filing the loan application on Friday. It was vetted, and you all have a copy of it. Hopefully you've had an opportunity to read it, so I won't continue to beat the horse to death. That's where we're at. The whole concept, or one of the discussions at NSC that was critical, is, well, really, do we need $1 million? And there was a lengthy discussion between some of the members and Lonnie about what's being reported as an accrued debt and what payments we have in the future, and there was some confusion as to that discussion. But notwithstanding that discussion, I tried to remind everybody on the NSC that the discussions about what we were going to borrow and what we needed to borrow occurred while Lonnie was on leave, actually, and you all may recall that it was Nicole that gave us the figure of $700,000 as being the absolute drop-dead bare-bone amount that could help us survive to hopefully we got to a point of recovery. And so if you take the $700,000 and add that $300,000 to it, which is to pay off the floating line of credit, which we need to do if we're going to take out a second loan, then you get $1 million. So we've kind of been discussing this number and this situation for a considerable period of time, and quite frankly, I think the NSC got cold feet. And there was a comment made by one member, and I can't remember who, that I thought was particularly insightful, and that is when you look at the loan document, one of the issues that we had with ourselves is that nobody trusted ourselves to actually carry out the loan document as it read. Notwithstanding that observation of Pacifica insecurity, we've got some obligations that we're going to have to pay, and we don't have the revenue coming in to cover them, and we've got to put this loan in place. Now, the other thing that I would point out is what Lonnie pointed out to the committee, which is important, and the way this loan works is that we don't get $1 million when they approve the loan. They don't just kind of write us a check and say, go for it, guys. Based upon our representations to them, they're going to cut a check to us based upon the categories that we've represented to them in terms of what we need. So when we need to pay or refund the payments for Democracy Now!, we tell them that, and they cut a check specifically for that. When we need to pay the line of credit, they'll cut the check straight to the bank for the line of credit. So it's not like they're going to give us $1 million and we have a walk to do with ever what we want, and it's going to be tightly controlled by the bank and closely monitored in the context of the loan document and the money that we're taking out. So that's the status. I talked too long, but I probably wouldn't have talked as long if it hadn't have been for the extensive vetting by NSC, and I hope some of you all listened to that if you aren't on the committee. And that concludes my report about the loan.
Okay. Lonnie, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, let me just add some things around what the timetable will be.
Uh-huh.
They are going to look. I called them after the loan had been submitted. They got it, and they called, and I called, and we finally chatted about the loan package. I wanted to confirm those dates and, of course, to see what their feeling was about us alone. Of course, they hadn't had time to look it over. We're still somewhat in their good graces.
Lonnie, I can't hear you. Can you talk louder?
I say I'm high right now. Is that good? Is that good?
No.
No? Can't hear me? Oh, boy, I'm on a landline. I'll just try to talk. I'll talk up. And maybe I won't talk too long. They are going to try. This is the end of their fiscal year. And the dollars are short at the end of the fiscal year. That's why they wanted to get us in November. Well, the way it stands now, they are going to put us up before the preliminary group on December 6th. And that group will vet. Then it goes to the loan committee December 14th. And it looks like we won't see it. They'll try to get us in before the end of the calendar year. So right now I give the loan about a 60-40 chance, 60% favorable, 40%. You never know what they're going to ask for. I think that the dollars are critical, but they're not a silver bullet, that what they'll do is help us pay $700,000 in back debt. But the timetable for generating new revenue, if you look at those plans, take a little bit more than a couple of months. So we will have a situation in April where we're waiting for the new plan to bear financial fruit, while at the same time, looking to keep our debts down. What we have going in favor of this loan was that we did reduce our expenses by $1.6 million between what we look like in 08 and 09. They liked that. In the conversation I had with them, they saw that as management taking charge. It is a drawdown. That is to say, the expenses will vary based on the outstanding amount unspent. So if we draw down $300,000, then we're paying interest and expenses on $300,000, not a million. So it's not like a mortgage loan in that regard. There's a 10-year period window where they'll look at it again for refinancing, but they're looking at it as a 30-year loan, which is favorable to us. But would they have another look at 10 years? It costs us, I'm guessing at this point, with that amortization, about $12,000 a month. We pay Democracy Now! $50,000 a month, Free Speech Radio News $34,000 for contrast, so you can see what the costs look like compared to what we currently do in other areas.
Washington, D.C.
I think that those are the main points I'd like to stress. We do need the funds, and I'm hopeful that these funds are bridge funds that will allow us time while we look at other revenue streams to finally kick in. So that's sort of the timetable. And that'll take months. Even with the staff reduction, it takes a full year to realize full savings. And we had a late start with some of these staff reductions. So the budget is off because of that. That is to say, the savings won't materialize in that full amount because we had late starts with some of the layoffs, and of course all of that makes sense. So that's where we stand now. The critical areas would be WBAI is having difficulty toward the end of the month, and they will do what other stations will do. K has an issue, and they will likely postpone bills in order to make ends meet because we don't have funds. So even as we identified the situation a month ago or 2 months ago, the ongoing situation is one where bills do continue to accumulate. Finally, the three areas that I'm aware of that await action is the finalization of the layoffs at WBAI. The layoffs have been finalized, as far as I know, at KPFK. And I think that our KPFA will have to start to implement layoffs it has identified in its budget. So those are the three areas where I'm seeing major financial activity in the next 30 days. Okay, that's my report.
Okay. Are there Board, is there a stack on comments on this item?
Yes, for a stack.
Wendy?
Yes.
Grace?
Kathy for the stack.
Yes.
Yes.
Sherry, Jamie has a point of information.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, thank you. Is there something we need to vote on with regard to this tonight's meeting?
Jamie, say it again. You got cut off.
I'm sorry. Is there something we need to vote on with regard to this at tonight's meeting?
We already voted for the loan application to be submitted, and it was.
Okay.
So that's all that we voted on, and the loan application was submitted in accordance with the board motion. There's no other motion on the table, but this is a report back on that right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yosh, Grace, and Wendy.
This is Doc, also Sherry.
Thanks, Doc. Yosh?
George, please, too.
George, okay. Yosh? Okay, Grace?
Yes. Doesn't Yosh come before me?
He didn't speak.
Okay. I'd like to say that in the National Finance Committee, first of all, this loan document did not have the approval of the National Finance Committee. In fact, there was a vote of 4-3 to strike the monies in the loan application for programming improvement. Anyway, I would like to, there's a wording in the loan document that states, Lonnie's wording or Lonnie and Mike's wording in the document states, propose substitute wording for the wording that's in the loan document that was not approved either by the National Finance Committee nor by the PNB. Okay. The wording that Lonnie and Mike put together reads as follows. The remaining $300,000 would be used in the following way. $150,000 would be invested in new program acquisition. This is a part of a plan to increase listenership. $50,000 will be invested in expanding our national mailing campaign, which has been productive for us. See the attached history of mailing campaigns. $100,000 would be earmarked for new audience development, which would offset costs for consulting, new surveys of our audience, and outreach to enlarge our share of local radio markets. My substitute wording, which was approved by R. Paul Martin, Jamie, and Summer to be placed on the next NFC agenda, reads as follows. Monies obtained through the loan in excess of the amount needed to retire outstanding debt be utilized in the following manner. 1. Increase of listenership. A. Find and hire a nonprofit turnaround expert, cost $100,000. B. Hire a radio professional on a temporary basis who is an expert in improving radio listenership, market share in the national level to improve listenership at all five stations, cost $50,000. See implementation of listenership improvement projects and increased support for our best shows to improve their production values, cost $100,000. Legal review. Hire a lawyer or law firm to do a full legal review of Pacifica and to advise us on alternative dispute resolution, cost $30,000. 3. Mail drops, cost $50,000. So I'd like to substitute that wording in the loan application for the earlier wording that I just read you.
Madam Chair, this is Nia.
Second.
Nia, go ahead.
I have a point of order, or I don't even know what this is, but isn't the loan document already submitted to the bank?
Yes.
It is. So
I'm sure it could be modified. Or it could be amended, just because it was submitted. It was submitted without an approval from the NFC and without an approval for the PNB. The wording was not approved.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Could I finish?
Yes.
Doesn't the NFC make recommendations to the PNB? The NFC doesn't pass. If you pass a motion, but doesn't the NFC make recommendations to us and then you have to approve them? Is that still the norm?
I'm not making this as a motion from the NFC.
I'm asking the chair.
Nia, would you say, what's your question?
I understand from the member that the NS did not approve this, so I just want to make sure that all committees of the PNB are to make recommendations to the PNB and not to tell us what to do.
Yeah, the committees make recommendations to the board. But it is my understanding from what Mike and Lonnie said is that the loan application has been forwarded to the bank. Is that correct, gentlemen, or is that not what you said?
That's what we said.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have Wendy, Doc, George, and if Yosh has rejoined us, I'm going to put him on the bottom. Wendy?
Sherry, yes. I was on the stack.
Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I gave you my name very early on.
I think that you're right, Kathy, and I just grabbed a different pad of paper. Why don't you go then, Wendy, Doc, George, and if Yosh is back, then Yosh, okay?
Okay. The reason I'm a little bit concerned about the way the plans have been laid out is in our last meeting, we did have a big discussion about exactly what we were approving, and you had made it very clear that we were just approving that the process be initiated, not that all these decisions be made without coming back for approval. So I feel a little bit concerned that all these that decisions have been made. I'm not confident, certainly, in mail drop. So I'm a little bit confused about these decisions being made without them being vetted through the PNB, and also in light of the fact that we don't yet have ED. So my question is, and it seems like that might be the case, that none of this spending takes place until we have ED in place.
Mike, you want to answer that?
Well, we did specifically at the last PNB meeting pass an authorizing motion to borrow $1 million because that is a component that had to be included in the loan package, board authorization, and that was, you know, we did that. I remember it, and we included it in the board package. So, you know, what we're talking about now is, you know, if the loan is approved, how it's to be used. And I think it would be, I think everyone on the call could probably agree that we aren't suggesting that we're writing a blank check to staff or to anyone else. We've outlined some general parameters in a loan document, but to suggest that the PNB isn't going to be involved in the review and oversight of the dispersion of those monies if the loan is approved is certainly not the case. The PNB is going to be involved. I tried it very unskillfully, I might add, perhaps to explain earlier, that the loan document is just it is something we send to the bank to move the process forward, but it is not something that is so strict and unmalleable that we can't move in and out of these discussions with the bank in terms of how we might utilize this money. It's the categories that you have to focus in on. So again, I implore you not to take this loan document as some sort of literal thing that we have to absolutely follow word for word. If we decide that direct mail is not a productive way to generate revenue as compared to something else, then that's in play. And if we can demonstrate that in good faith to the bank, you know, then we can move forward with that. I was confident in the direct mail information that Lonnie gave us, the historical information, and it was distributed to everybody. But using that, I just want everybody to understand this is a loan application, and we can't go rewriting it 15 different times. We've got to move forward with general categories of areas we think can be productive, and I think that's exactly what we did, and we've just got to move forward.
Well, you see a stack?
I can answer part of that question.
Lonnie, go ahead.
Well, what will happen in the process, just so we're clear, is that once they go through, assuming we are approved...
I can't hear you, Lonnie.
Okay. Let me try this.
That's better.
Thank you.
Well, what's going to happen is they'll come back if the loan is approved. Likely they'll have more questions. They'll likely ask us to submit our plans in each one of these areas. They'll ask for more detail. And at that point, I'm assuming that the board will look at the plans in more detail, and then come to some consensus around how best to utilize the funds that may be forthcoming. Send those off to the bank, and they'll look at our specific plans, if it's mail drops, if it's going to be the new listenership plans. They will look at it. They will ask for a plan. And they'll have their own opinions, by the way. They have an opinion already about what are good, strong revenue streams for us, because they have 5 years of our audit. And so they had questions for me, you know. So it's not that we've lost any opportunity. What they want from us is next is a consensus on the detailed plans that accompany the loan numbers that they see, and that we've agreed on how to move forward, assuming, you know, we've created that detailed plan. So the next step for us is, assuming they've approved the loan, is to agree how to spend those funds. They'll expect to be generally in the categories that we've identified. But they'll go with anything that seems reasonable and to be backed up by the financial data they have for the last 5 years. That's how they're going to do it. Okay?
Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Maybe it's just translating strangely onto my computer. Or maybe I'm just reading it wrong. Just somebody explain to me. It says new program acquisition, $250,000. Direct national mailings, $50,000. And new audience development. And subtotal says $300,000. I think that adds up to $350,000.
That was a mathematical error that we fixed. I think you saw the application before it was submitted to the bank. We caught that at
$350,000. Oh, okay, good. So, okay, cool. So is it, should it be... $150,000 under new program acquisition?
Yes.
Okay. So
point of information.
Yes.
If we look at the minutes of the November 9th meeting, the minutes specifically say that the motion was to authorize the CFO to make a loan application.
That's what we did.
To simply make an application, not to, even if it's approved, you are not authorized to accept the money or to sign any papers.
That's what they did. They made a loan application. That's what they've said. It's the beginning of the process. Those are the categories that the bank asked for. So they filled it in. They're going to bring it back to the board.
Mike said that the board authorized them to get a loan. We did not.
Mike said the board authorized them to make the loan application.
As long as we are clear that that's all the authorization that anybody has, and that what we're talking about at this point is what the application is and not the distribution.
That's undisputed.
Thank you.
Kathy, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Wendy is next, then Doc, George.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Mike, as just came up, I don't think that the PNB saw the actual application after it went out. We saw one that we were talking about before. Maybe it'd be helpful if we forward everybody what actually went.
Okay. I don't have it, though. Ilani is the one who did the final work on it.
Okay, and then I'm unclear on where we are with Grace's motion that she made and seconded. I know that that we said that, well, it's already gone out. How can we change it now? But I'm assuming that the secretary wrote down Grace's motion as she said it, and so I'm wondering now, this is now like on the stack for when we get it back and we start talking about it again.
I guess the problem I have with Grace's motion, first of all, is the numbers have no fiscal assessment made by them by financial. I mean, there's no fiscal impact statement, which is an NFC requirement. The first rule I think the NFC passed a couple of years ago. So, I mean, I don't. She put like $30,000 in to pay some lawyer to review our bills or something like that, which I quite frankly find outrageous. But, there's nothing to support that. So I think Grace's motion would have to be very carefully looked at. I'd have a point of order
that it doesn't
have a fiscal impact statement associated with it.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm assuming once this comes back and they start asking us more questions and what's your detail, like Lonnie said, then we're going to start providing
more detail, and some things will be tweaked. I don't want to use up my time talking about that, but there was a motion made and seconded, and we didn't do anything. So that's all. I'm assuming that that kind of stuff will come up when it comes back to us.
We're talking about it. There's a stack here.
Okay. All right. But here's my actual... this is tonight is the first that I heard that we got any kind of communication with Democracy Now, and that there was a either or if you don't, that we needed to come current with them or we wouldn't have the benefit of Amy helping us raise funds. I hadn't heard that before, but I got it now, and I guess this is, I have a question about it, but I also have a, since we don't have an executive committee, I hope that people will remember to forward important stuff like that to the board, because I don't think we heard about that. And so my question about it is, we then scrambled around and I guess got some advances in central services from stations and stuff to help pay Democracy Now. Are we now current with Democracy Now?
Lonnie?
No, we will be 2 months behind November 20th.
So we paid them how much,
$100,000? We paid them for 3 months, $150,000. And we were 4 months behind last month. Now, with this upcoming month, we'll be 2 months behind again. So we are still in arrears.
Oh, okay. I mean, I understand. Yeah, if we borrow it from someplace, which is our future receivables from central services, then we have to pay that back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all very good information, and I'm just feeling really out of the loop, even though I'm spending all this time listening to finance committee calls and everything. I read my email every single day, so I'm just kind of putting in another plug for. Letting the PMB know what's going on.
Point of information.
This is Doc. Lonnie did discuss that payment to Democracy Now! On one of these calls, because that's not the first time I've heard it. And he did say that that the stations agreed to pay their central services ahead so that we could take care of Democracy Now! That has been discussed previously.
Okay. Thanks, Doc. You're next on the stack, and then George.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay.
Ifeanya on the stack, please.
See, I heard you before.
Thank you.
Just a couple of things. Hope everybody's feeling great tonight. The other thing is, Lonnie, if you could put your report kind of in a memo or something so that we have something in writing as to what the process is and where your dialogue has been with the bank so that we can kind of keep track of it. That would be very helpful to me.
Let me put it on my list.
Okay, I know you got a lot of stuff, those reports are, and that's fine. Just something so we can kind of keep track of where we are.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and the other thing is that it's important for us to keep in mind that we've been discussing this loan package for several months now. It's not a new issue. And it's also one that we are at the point of not having any money to pay our bills because we keep going back and forth on this. And I think it's very important for this body to understand the financial position that we're in is pretty serious and pretty precarious. And I'm sure we're all aware of that, but we keep trying to, get people to backtrack. At some point, the application has to be submitted so there can be some consideration for approval by the bank, because we don't know how long that's going to take. It's not like they'll look at it one day and say, okay, and then we have money the next day. There's a process. And we are like,
almost
60 to 90 days into the discussion of applying for this loan. And now the application is finally submitted. I hope that we will keep in mind and not try to go and resubmit or correct and then have to take the loan package out of consideration until the next loan approval cycle.
because that's what will occur if we try to change the loan application right now. And you know, there's no solid how the money is going to be used. That once the loan is approved, Lonnie and Mike have already stated that then, you know, we need to do a really solid, let's look at exactly what we're going to do with those funds. But the bank is going to want to know how we're going to generate money to pay those loans. So what they submitted, it really is really important that it have a really legitimate methodology for increasing our listenership and making some money. In order for them to really seriously consider approving it. And we should really keep that in mind when we're, you know, putting all of these things in place where we want to redo the loan application that's already been submitted. Thank you.
Okay. George?
Yeah. Lonnie mentioned that BAI is going to have difficulty meeting its bills at the end of the month. At the Washington meeting, it was decided that the BAI budget was going to be approved tentatively. It was going to be reviewed every month, certainly in the month of November, by the NFC. I'm wondering if that, I gather it hasn't happened. So one question is for Mike, is there a plan to have that happen? And
well, actually, we were going to focus first, George, on WPFW, which came out $150,000. Short on the last fund drive, and so we had invited Ron to our last meeting, but we didn't get to Ron, and we'll have to pick that up. So, I mean, that there are two issues. One is that the current budget, 2009, and making sure that we come in on target for the revenue streams that we have predicted as a result of our fund drives, and we came in well at all of, you know, you should have seen this email traffic last week, and Lonnie did a report on it. We came in well at all signal areas except for KPFT, which was $25,000 short, and WPFW, which was $150,000 short. KPFT did an analysis of its $25,000 reduction, and it was discovered that the reduction is a result of losses in the 775 zip codes, of which mine would be one of them as a result of the devastation from Ike. So we have to look at the WPFW as an issue now to deal with, and then the problem with WBAI is that it was so far behind that, you know, even with coming in at revenue at its current revenue estimates, which it did, it came in at pretty close to target. There are still things that we haven't paid, so. We're going to probably meet with Tony and try to develop strategies for both of those as well. And we'll do that within the next 2 weeks.
George, okay, do you have more?
Well, just one other question. My phone went out when Grace was speaking. What is the motion on the floor?
I think she sent it around.
She did?
I think so. Are you by your computer?
I am, yeah.
Okay. I think Grace sent it at 5:38, so about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
21 minutes ago. Okay.
I might also add that this whole thing about increasing listenership and new programming, you know, it's going to be taken up by the GMs this next week in Sherry's GM meeting that she's been coordinating, and so they're beginning to start tackling it for terms of a specific plan for you to be aware of. I mean, the experts in our network are on it.
This is Grace. Can I be on the stack?
Yes.
Stack, please. Rob.
Okay. Yosh, if he's back, I don't know.
Hello.
Whoa. Okay.
Hello.
Yosh, you got to do something with your speaker, I think.
Okay. Mike? Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. This is the third cell phone I've tried tonight, and I've had nothing but problems with cell phones. Anyway, I just wanted to correct the record. I believe that Mike, when he was making his report, had referred to the PNB having authorized the loan. I think he misspoke. I think he meant to say the PNB authorized the loan application. He has not authorized the loan. Did I get a clarification?
Yeah, we cleared that up, Yosh, already. You're right.
Fine. Good enough. Thank you.
Okay. Anything more, Yosh?
No, that was my main concern at this time.
We have Athea, Carolyn, Grace, and Rob.
Okay. I wanted to express my concern about the accuracy and specificity of the loan application. That we are duty bound to comply with the terms of the loan. In fact, when we don't do that, we have perpetrated a fraud on the bank, and people go to jail for that. So it is critical that the language in the loan application reflects not only our intent, but the activities that prescribes our conduct. Also, I had a question about, joined Kathy in the question about the mail drops, and add to that my concern about the amount of money that's going to be generated from program development and from audience development without there being more seasoned, professional, expert, whatever term folks feel most comfortable with, that will come into, be made available to the GMs and to the foundation generally, because it is clear that in-house has not produced the kind of results that will guarantee enough of an increase to pay back this loan. And in light of the fact that real assets are being used to support this loan, we have a special obligation to make sure that that property is put at reasonable risk, that there is a reasonable expectation, that reasonable efforts have been taken to make sure the money is paid back. And failure to do that makes us liable for the loss of that property. And I will tell you now that I will not hesitate to ask that the Attorney General for the State of California to review the reasonableness of this application and the proposed way of repaying it.
Mike?
My question is how much money does Amy's appeals generate for the foundation?
Mike and Lonnie.
Well, I'm going to let Lonnie answer that first part of that question about Democracy Now.
There was an awful lot in that question.
Okay.
Why don't you
answer about going to jail, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be happy to answer that first. I think that's ridiculous, and I find it incredibly offensive. And what I find even more offensive is that on this board, we all seem to think that this board is the expert in radio, and we know more than anybody else about this, how to do this stuff. And quite frankly, we don't know a damn thing. And this board has already proven that to me over and over again. We got to trust our experts, and our experts in this network are GMs who are out there running our stations, and hopefully an ED if we ever hire one. We can't even get an interim ED, more or less an ED, and they will articulate a way and a strategy for programming that will increase listenership. Sure, we'll review it. But the bank full well knows how we as a radio network operate, and then if we're going to have a strategy for improving listenership with increased programming and different programming, new programming, that it's not going to come out and be spelled out in a loan application when we make the loan, but that it's going to be developed by the experts, the people who know something about radio, which would not be me, by the way, and not many other people on this board. And so we have to trust the people that are hired to do their jobs to start coming through with that aspect of the loan application. And we do have to start improving listenership, and we do have to start improving income. Any bank would expect that. Any good business, if this is remotely considered a good business, would have to consider the same as a strategy. And so we're going to be forced to start discussing something that's very important, the strategy of how we improve listenership, which is something I've heard everybody bitching about for years. But I'll tell you something, it's time to start doing something about it. And so from that standpoint, this loan document is going to start hopefully pushing the ball forward. But we're not the ones to do this. Let's let our experts do it. Let's file our loan application. There's not a damn thing that's fraudulent about that loan application. It's categories and general issues that were defined by our CFO that were massaged and set to the bank as areas that could produce reasonably reliable revenue streams. And come on, folks, what else do we have to produce a reasonably reliable revenue stream other than our programming, other than our listenership, since that's the only place we get our revenue from?
Okay, Lonnie?
Well, I sent out the mail drive material. It is not true that the mail drives have failed. That's inaccurate.
Okay, the only question I think that you have to answer is the one about Democracy Now.
Democracy Now raises 2 points. Well, I sent out the mail summary again. I just want to finish
that. Well, people get their mail, but they don't seem to read it.
They don't read it. We spent $1 million in the last 4 years on mail drives and raised $2 million. That's 100% return. That is remarkably good in any mail operation. All right, now,